but it's going to be a City corner. De Bruyne went low, and Stone scores at the near post,
so
right
easy.
Off the training ground. De Bruyne fired it into the near post, and John Stones just pokes it in. 1-0. Kwanzaa turns away from Haaland.
Oh,
into space
again,
on the right, looking for Connor Bradley. Ake with a back pass. Nunes will chase. A short run up, right footed, Anfield holds its collective breath. All two steps, right footed.
Yeah!
Alexis McAllister!
Get
in! In front of the goal! What a penalty kick that was!
What a beauty!
Well, it was a pulsating encounter at Anfield as Liverpool and Manchester City fought out a thrilling 1-1 draw. These two outstanding sides could not be separated, which means Arsenal stay top on goal difference alongside the Reds on 64 points. I'm Mark Benstead and you're listening to The Reaction. Coming up, we'll hear from Jurgen Klopp, Wataru Endo and Jarrell Kwanzaa, as well as my guests down pitch side, former Reds Phil Thompson and Charlie Adam. Yeah, we can catch our breath. Nearly 100 minutes or so in the end. We ultimately played, or thereabouts 100 minutes we played. It was another game, Tomo, of real quality. Very much like the match between Liverpool and Arsenal here at the back end of last year, just two teams playing at the very top of their game.
Totally. I thought it was fascinating to watch it, just seeing how everybody's moving around. It's like a chess game, and it's wonderful. It ebbed and flowed. They were very much sort of in charge of that first half, although they started really well. We came back into it. Just thought it was a stunning game of football, and it was. It could have gone either. But the second half, the way we came back into it, and how Luis will rue those chances. I thought it would come back to haunt us when Doku goes through. But all in all, it was a fascinating game of football.
Yeah, Doku hit the post late on. There was a late penalty shout for Liverpool as well. The death, it was all happening in the closing stages. Interesting game as much as City, Charlie, had the better of the first half. We had the better of the second half. But in those halves, the opposite team could have still done something as well. The quality of the teams is so high.
Listen, this is top-end level Premier League football. I said it before, I think it's still two of the best teams in Europe going head-to-head. It's like a chess game, like Phil said. It's whoever makes the wrong move, whoever does the right solution to pass. And at times you look at Man City, you know, Stones again, just going rolling into midfield. Little passes, 3 or 4 yard pass inside the 18-yard box to try and entice the Liverpool midfielder out to then play between the lines and then to penetrate. But the reaction I felt from Liverpool was unbelievable. And ultimately, they got that goal within 2 minutes of the second half. And that was a real statement for them second half, because that's what the performance deserved, because they had a right go at Man City. And again, I think Man City will be the happier team walking out here with a point.
Oh, absolutely. You've got to look, and a lot of teams that have succumbed to that first half when City were having really their good spell. As you say, we still had great chances in that time of it. But the way they keep the ball, the way they drag it about, you see some of our lads were absolutely Harvey Elliott, Luis Diaz. But we were there and we came back absolutely with a vengeance that second half. And I thought it was thrilling. I thought we literally went. And to get the penalty that we get, I think, justifies the high press, what we were putting into that game.
City did have the better of the first half. They get themselves ahead. What do you make of the goal they scored to go in front? It came from a corner. They're getting better at set-piece goals. You saw that in midweek. They scored the first goal against Copenhagen. Was it a frustration for you, or was that well-worked, Charlie?
I think there's a wee bit of frustration in terms of we talk about the blocking, and, you know, you have opportunities in the cup final where Endo blocks but then gets going. I've seen it a lot in terms of, even in my own management team, we've had a couple of goals blocking players, but yeah, that's, you're there to do your job, and unfortunately sometimes it goes above what it should be. And I think there's a real block to McAllister in the front post area and he gets dragged away from it, but then Stones finds a gap and he scored a goal.
Do you train your players to block opposition players at set pieces? Be honest.
Yes.
There we go.
Yes, and that's the game. That's part of the game. You have to find an edge. You have to try and find holes within that structure of what you do. And And yes, it's not what you want to see, but you have to do it. And I think, on a Man City point of view, they'll be delighted to get that. On a Liverpool point of view, they're really frustrated.
I can see Phil's fury growing.
Honestly, I'm boiling because watching it, it's literally Aki moves them away. It's a well-drilled corner kick. I'll give them the credit for that because you see the way it's literally drilled along the byline. But literally, Aki moves McAllister out of the way, pushes him. Now, come on, let's go back just a couple of weeks. And what Endo got done for was blocking. This was literally moving somebody out of the way to sort of allow Stones to get in there. Yes, maybe Nunes should do a little bit better to follow him. But it creates a space for somebody else to come in. Now, honestly, it makes my blood boil. Now, this is VAR is an ass. Because what is the problem? It's not the VAR. It's human error. And why is the VAR not going to have a go at Michael Oliver, who is our best high-withstanding referee? The VAR's not going to have a go at him. The same as the last minute. It just makes me blood boil. And it is. It's because it's human error with it. And that the VAR, why didn't they look at it? It was passed like that. They didn't even debate it. Sorry, I just...
We've not even got to the Doku challenge in the box later on. You're already knocking on the table, so we've got levels to go to after that. The argument then, I guess, is, Charlie, that the criticism isn't of Man City for trying to do it. It's because that's what coaches do. That's what players try and do. That's what managers set their teams out to try and do with the opposition. Yeah. It's on the officials, so as Tomo says, not drawing attention to the
But again, as a manager, you have to make it aware that it's happening. For instance, before the game... You say, you know that what this team's going to do. If you're going to block, you're going to pull, you're going to drag, you've got to make the linesman, the fourth official, you've got to make the referee aware of it, even before the game starts. So it's in his mind. He knows about it already. But again, it's a wee bit, do you call it naivety? I don't know. It's for me, like I say, for a Man City point of view, delighted because it's worked. For a Liverpool point of view, very frustrating because of your scenario having a Carabao Cup final, which ultimately I look back and I still don't see where the foul is. And it's incredible, but it's like you say, there's got to be a consistency in terms of what we're actually allowed to do.
Yeah. Big frustration then at that point. But since you have been good in the first, probably worth the lead, had to be said. The response, though, Tomo, second half. Let's talk about the guys involved in the goal. Firstly, Jarrell Kwanza, the confidence, the coolness, the ability to step out and try and play the pass. But then Darwin Nunes to force the penalty. Because that's what he did. And his work rate and his endeavour today while he was on was outstanding.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying is we're still believing in what we do. And for us to force them into that mistake and... Darwin to go past them, I just thought was our team in a nutshell. We've gone there, we haven't sorted shrinking violence, we haven't stepped back, we've gone forward, we forced the error, we forced the sloppy pass, and obviously it's a clear penalty, and the goalkeeper gets injured with it to boot. They're all moaning, but what we did was absolutely so impressive to force them into it.
You mentioned Edison got injured in the process, he played on for a little bit, he was in goal for the penalty but had to go off. A yellow card awarded. Was the part of you that thought it might have been red, or because he's away to the side off target?
I think that's the only reason is why it's only a yellow card. And Paul said, I think, did they talk about double punishment or something like that? So I think it's good. But I felt in the first half with Kwanza, he had opportunities to actually step in, and I felt he played a little bit safe. But second half, within 30 seconds, he steps in, makes that pass, and all of a sudden it comes for him. Then he has two or three in the second half because he shows real personality. It's very hard, and it is still a young player. I know he's played a few games, but now it's still to show that personality in this stadium and these magnitude of games. It's a real credit to him and his performance, again, against the best number nine in the world at the moment, was unbelievable.
As someone who took penalties in his career, talk us through Alexis McAllister's approach to it. He had a long time to wait. He sort of wandered over to the corner, did some keepy-ups on his own, away from all the hullabaloo. And then when he took it, big pause after the whistle when he waited a long time before he struck it.
Yeah, but ultimately the rule is that as soon as the whistles blow, you take it as long as you want. There's no time limit. There's no, you have to wait. You can wait as long as you want till you're ready for it. He'll have went through his routine. He's taken enough penalties over the years. He has his routine like a lot of top strikers do, but for him to then dispatch it the way he did, it was unbelievable to wrap it across his body into the goal, and it was what Liverpool thoroughly deserved with the two or three minutes of the second half.
There's a moment that you probably didn't see it that they've shown, is that McCarthy actually starts laughing because this has taken so long. He looks at somebody and he goes like that, and he looks and he starts having a little bit of a laugh. And I thought, well, fair play to you, because this was a huge penalty. And the keeper goes the right way, but he's hit it with such precision. It was immaculate. He just passed him within it with it, like a lightning bolt.
The good thing about it all was the way that Liverpool started half, the way the penalty was awarded, the way Nunes fought to make it happen, then the goal goes in, it got this place up, didn't it? It was already up, but it went up a few notches from then, and in the second half, it became a proper cauldron. The team and the fans kind of worked in unison.
I think it was always going to be like that. We spoke about, we get ahead, it's going, this place is going to erupt. And it did do. The passion that come pouring out of here. The boys getting the ball out of the back of the net quickly. McAllister, them all jumping on each other. It all adds to the excitement. And the place was absolutely rocking. And it was something which pushed us on. That's why it was such a great second half for us, is that it was on off the back of the way the fans were. The two of them going together was wonderful. We should have won it. Yes, they had chances, but some of our chances were so good it was untrue.
There were so many moments through that second half. We should probably fast forward to the big moments towards the end. First, the Doku chance for Man City. It's, a whisker away from City taking the lead at the
death. It's only what we deserved at the time. Yeah, I felt, the ball there, and it's a good finish by him. But Kavim, if you see it, I think if it's on target going inside that post, I think he gets his hand to it, but it goes past him and it comes back straight out, and you go, we deserve that.
Yeah, of course. You earn your luck, don't you, Phil?
Absolutely.
You earn your luck. The hard work, the discipline to not really go chase. You know when you go and chase a Man City, they'll pick you off at any moment, but you deserve that luck. And ultimately, sometimes in football, you know, that's what comes. And Liverpool don't deserve to lose the game. I think they had opportunities to win the game, but Man City also as well. So I think ultimately, overall, I think a draw is a good point. But the performance of the team second half, I thought, was at a really, really top level.
That was a big moment. Not long after, we have the penalty shout right at the death. Challenged by Doku, where he catches Alexis McAllister in the chest, in the area. VAR did look at it, but dismissed it. Talk us through the logic of why it might have been deemed not serious foul play and not a penalty.
That's
then
what I can't understand, because that anywhere else on the pitch, outside that penalty box, it's a free kick. All day long, without even thinking about it, that is a free kick. And to me, something putting your foot up like that and somewhere, I'm not even sure he makes contact with it. It's got to be deemed it's a foul, first and foremost, possibly a good yellow card. But because it's so late, within seconds from the end of the game, that VAR is not going to overrule Michael Oliver. I'm sorry to say it. He is not going to overrule him. Such a big game. Because he hasn't given it, he's gone like that. He's bottled it.
Strong opinion from Tom. And for you, your argument being diplomatic, Charlie, is that maybe because it's not a straight leg,
yeah,
is that why?
Listen, for me, I think it's a penalty. It is a penalty. It's just why it's not given. And like I say, if you slow it down, everything looks worse. We all know that. But in real action time, it was a penalty at the time. McAllister lay down for 90 seconds after it. He's obviously caught him. But again, it's a decision that needs to be made. And unfortunately for Liverpool, the decision wasn't made. But it was, if you're looking at Doku, you're a wee bit worried at the end there.
The argument from you, Tomo, is that if Michael Oliver had gone the other way and given it in real time, VAR is not stepping in to tell him to go the other way as well.
Absolutely. It's Michael Oliver, the best referee in the country. You know, people say top referees in Europe. So Stuart Atwell, who's a referee in his own right, he's not going to overrule Michael Oliver.
OK. We'll pause chat about referees for just a second. Let's head inside and get some reaction now. Wataru Endo now is giving his thoughts on today's game to our man Peter McDowell.
It was another roller coaster ride here at Anfield. What was it like to play in?
Yeah, the atmosphere was amazing. So, yeah, of course, I wanted to win for our fans. But, this result was, I think, not too bad. No.
Are you the more disappointed of the two teams not to come away with the 3 points then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need to say that because second half we had more chances than Man City, in my opinion. So yeah, I'm disappointed about the result, but yeah, we need to move forward here.
We were obviously disappointed to go behind, disappointed with the goal, but the response to that was brilliant, particularly in that second half.
Yeah. So yeah, we created more chances, and yeah, of course we could score only one, but yeah, the way we played today, how we created the chances was I think amazing. So yeah, we just keep. Yeah, praying like today, and the result will come. Yeah.
So many top performances today from the youthful, inexperienced of players who just look fearless, the likes of mm-hmm. Kwanzaa and Connor Bradley, mm-hmm. yeah. your midfield partner as well, who gets the penalty. Mm-hmm. How good is it to play alongside somebody like Alexis McAllister?
Yeah, he's very clever, and we always try to see each other, in especially when we have the ball. So I have very good feeling with him, and yeah, those younger players are amazing performance today. So yeah, I think you know, injured players is coming back little by little. So yeah, I think we are on a good way right now. Yeah.
They hit the post and hit the bar. We have a big penalty shout at the end as well. Is the feeling that that might have, on another day, been awarded?
yeah. I think, yeah, our opens prayers are amazing. So, yeah, they will score next time, yeah.
And just finally, Watto, obviously disappointed not to get the 3 points, but come the end of the season, this could be a massive point in this title race.
Yeah, so end of the season... Yeah, this 1 point was important, so that's what we want to say at the end of the season. So, yeah, we need to keep playing like today and just try to get a win every games. Yeah.
Brilliant again today. Well done, mate. Thank you. Top man. Appreciate it. Thanks.
A really strong performance again from him. So effective at winning the ball. Just chatting about, they use his body so well, so good in that position he plays.
Yeah, and ultimately he's a specialist in that position, isn't he? Then it allows McAllister to play a little bit higher. I think Alexis McAllister has been brilliant for Liverpool since coming to the club, but to see him playing at that higher position that allows you to show that freedom, that creativity, is really, really good. But Endo's one that's played there a long time and understands position, and like you say, uses his body, not the biggest, but uses his body really well, and he's playing against somebody like a Rodri, who, you know, is taller, you know, quicker, stronger. But yeah, he gets around the pitch really well and snuffs out big moments in the game. Yeah.
A lot of good performances in the Liverpool team today. Maybe run through a few. Harvey Elliott, I thought his work rate, intensity, his desire to win the ball at times. He's not the biggest. But, wow, he went in some challenges today.
He put himself about today, some great blocks to win the ball in that middle area. But Harvey's overall, don't forget, he's the one who played all those minutes in the Carabao Cup, and then he's playing again. I thought he wouldn't play today because he's Jürgen's gone to him all the time, and yet he's trusted him again today. And he must have been delighted to get that, because he quite easily have gone with Cody. And, yeah, Harvey, I thought he was absolutely terrific today. His energy levels, but it's his creativity coming in, dipping his shoulder onto that left foot and bending it in. I think it was his pass for Dominic, which should have done better. That was another chance in that first half with his header. And instead of glancing it, he's got too much. Anyway, Harvey was terrific.
One of the men who played such a prominent role in the game was the guy on the opposite wing, Luis Diaz. Mm-hmm. Had the big opportunity that Tomo touched on at the top of the show. But at times, the way he manages to wriggle through challenges and somehow emerge with the ball is phenomenal.
Yeah, his body movements is incredible. His enthusiasm to really want to run, work hard for the team. But his quality in the final third, I thought at times you gave Kyle Walker a tough time. And it's not very often you can say that. But listen, when he gets on the ball, he brings people off their seats, and that's what you want. That's the type of players that Liverpool have had over the years, and he's definitely a maverick. And you know, I just think, again, we talk about numbers, goals and assists. You start adding goals and assists, then it starts to elevate you and your career and where you are. But I think he's been magnificent since he came in. He had a little dip in terms of with injuries, starting to find his feet, but his performance today again was really, really good.
He could have and should have won it for us. Two absolutely wonderful chances. But his work rate, he was shattered near the end. What he put in, I've never seen Kyle Walker so rattled. And it was all because of his persistence and his ability. But he knows he should have done it. And I thought we could rue them. And when Doku hit the post, thankfully it came back to Kavim. But I thought to myself, my goodness, that should have been game, set and match. Those both chances should have been put away.
Hi there, just a quick break in today's show to remind you that there are two series of We Are Liverpool available to listen to wherever you get your podcasts. It's where you'll hear from current and former players about their lives off the pitch and their careers on it. We've got Andy Robertson's car-sharing stories with his brother, Lucas Leiva's humbling phone call to Jurgen Klopp after he left the club, how Curtis Jones celebrated that goal against Everton in the FA Cup, why Dirk Kuyt played a key role in Luis Suarez signing from Ajax. And there's lots more fascinating insights and stories ready for you to hear. Every episode of We Are Liverpool is available now. Do make sure to give us a follow so you don't miss any future shows. Right, let's get back to today's. Welcome back. Big game in the Premier League here at Anfield today. Big games across the weekend in the Premier League. So let's just remind you of how they all unfolded. It started yesterday at lunchtime, the game between Manchester United and Everton. Everton had plenty of chances once again against the Red Devils, but United were 2-0 winners thanks to two penalties. It was Bournemouth 2, Sheffield United 2. The Blades almost held on for a rare win, but Bournemouth scored late on to take a share of the spoils. And it was Luton that grabbed a point with a 96-minute equaliser by Corley Woodrow in their game against Palace, where it finished 1-1. In the other 3 o'clock kickoff yesterday, it ended Wolves 2, Fulham 1. In the late kickoff on Saturday, Arsenal left it late with a Kai Havertz header, sealing the points for them against Brentford. Today, well, Tottenham cruised to a 4-0 away win over Aston Villa in the end. Not many people have expected that result. John McGinn was sent off partway through the second half, though, for the home side. An own goal helped give Brighton a victory and dent Nottingham Forest's chance of a Premier League survival in that game as well today. 1-0 it finished to Brighton. And West Ham sub Danny Ings stopped his former club Burnley earning a rare win as the home side fought back from 2-0 down in a pulsating Premier League game. 2-2 it ended at the London Stadium. Arsenal are top of the pile, but only on goal difference. Just 1 point separates the three sides, Arsenal, Liverpool and Manchester City. And remember that City host Arsenal, the other side of the forthcoming international break. The race for Champions League football is hotting up. Villa and Spurs, well, it is going to be right to the wire that one goes. Manchester United also in the mix. It is Villa, though, who are still in the box seat for that final Champions League spot. And that may have a say on the title race as well, because there are other teams gunning for stuff. And teams, of course, we've seen Spurs today to go to Villa, despite, yes, they had a man sent off, but they're already winning at that stage. To go and score that amount of goals, to win by that scoreline, underlines they might have a say, again, when they play some of the teams at the top end of the table. They have to come here, of course, in the closing stages of the campaign.
Yeah, of course they will. They'll all have a chance. The top seven or eight teams will all have a big say in what the title race does. The fixtures are there to see, and the game after the national break, Arsenal against, well, City, Arsenal will be another massive game in English football. Will it define where the title goes? No. It's just another 3 points, but again, it'll give whoever wins that a little bit more confidence and a little bit of pride that they might, whoever wins it, possibly might be top of the league. But again, Liverpool, you know, two home games now. 6 points are needed, and then see where it goes in the next few weeks. But, you know, I think this draw here today has kept it really open, and it's exciting for the next 10 games.
We've spoken about the fact that it's City and Arsenal who face next when we are playing Brighton here. Other games to pick out, you know, Liverpool still need to go to Manchester United, still need to go to Everton, still need to go to West Ham, still need to welcome Spurs here, as I touched on. Aston Villa away.
generally speaking, a very tough game. They're a difficult game still to navigate, Tomu, even though we've got the two around us out the way.
Yeah, and you also look at cities and you can pick out games like that with cities and with Arsenal's. Arsenal's got a particular run in. You see the Chelsea game, which is still to be arranged. You know, so all those, you don't know what Chelsea you're actually going to go up against. You know, there's been times in the last few weeks is they can sort of perform.
I think match day 35 is going to be crucial. 35, Arsenal away to Tottenham, Liverpool away to West Ham, and Man City away to Nottingham Forest. Mm-hmm. I think they're three tough away games. Forest will be still fighting, West Ham will still be trying to get into Europe, and Tottenham will be looking to try and get in Champions League. Well, so tough away games are what the home games, I think, will take care of themselves. It's the away matches that could be crucial.
And the way these things develop at times, Charlie, is where you sometimes have situations where the rival can sort of trip up the other team on their patch. That North London derby could be the game. Yeah. Stay, we know what the atmosphere has been like. We've experienced it. It is fantastic, especially now with the way that Ange Postecoglou has the team playing. There's nothing they would love more than to beat Arsenal, exactly, getting their time and getting the top four.
Exactly. And that's the motivation of what's going on in terms of there. But all about, it's a brilliant run-in. Liverpool have to go to Old Trafford. They have to go away to West Ham. Tough away games, but again, there's no easy game in the Premier League. I don't believe there is an easy game. I think it's all tough.
Spurs keep playing as they are. We've all got to play them at some point. Ours is at home, thankfully. You know, Arsenal's is going to be away. So at Spurs. So that could be a crucial one. The way they're playing, because they can, if they get on a run and they get that confidence and Postecoglou's sort of is the way he loves them to play, that could be the telling point in that final run.
Yep, strap yourselves in. It's going to be exciting. Well, I think it's fair to say, however it pans out, ending up, it is going to be a fun ride up until that point. Let's get back to today's game here then against Manchester City and get more reaction. We can hear from Jurgen Klopp now. He is speaking with Pete.
Well, boss, I don't know where to start with that. You energised us, entertained us. We almost won it. It was a game that just was off the scale again at Anfield, Liverpool, Man City.
I said it already a couple of times, and maybe somebody will tell me that I'm wrong, but the second half was the best 45, okay, it was more, 50-something minutes we ever played against City. We never controlled the game like we did in most phases. There was a moment for 10 minutes where it looked like we have to take just a deep breath. It was like that, but then again. So it's really a ridiculous football game today. So first 10 minutes, obviously, they started quicker in mind. We needed a bit to adapt to it. It was like, didn't feel great for the boys as well. But then we found a way into the game. Then we had our repossession phases, which can cause even City then problems. But the second half was, my God, a thunderstorm. We scored an early goal. From then on, I think the atmosphere was outrageous. It was I enjoyed it very much.
There was a period in that second half where City couldn't get anywhere near the team, the fight, the endeavour, the quality. It was just oozing out of every single player.
Absolutely. So, look, you play a game like this, and I know so many people say, but again, you have to win. Still, didn't happen. So you have to take it. But for me as a manager, the most important thing is really the performance. I don't want to lose football games, not at all. I don't want to draw football games. But if I know why we drew, it's actually better than winning, and I have no clue why and how. So, and that's today. I see absolutely everything what we want to be, and that on the pitch. 15, 16, I don't know how many, incredible individual performances. Yeah. Mix it up, make it a real Liverpool performance. Getting the people, they were ready to get off the seat, but we all know if we don't perform, then it's quite difficult. It's like, yes, I'm here, but what kind of football do you play? And that was like this 100% from all parts. Could have scored 2-3. Lucho twice, probably more. And obviously the penalty in the end, when they hit the crossbar and maybe had other chances, I don't know exactly. But I loved our game, so that's why maybe I forget how good they were. They were good, I know that, but which kind of situation they had. So just a top afternoon.
And just finally, 10 to go now. There was a period, I think, 85 minutes where Luis Diaz is running on empty, goes on this lung busting run at the end.
Against Rodri and Walker.
This proves, though, that with 10 to go, Liverpool aren't going away. It's going right to the
wire. We are this gritty, annoying pain you will not get rid of. So that's actually the idea. We cannot, in our situation, we cannot not run away from other teams. Look, Arsenal is in incredible shape. They play pretty much, at the last 5-6 games I saw them, which were outstanding, they play exactly the same lineup. Not Martinelli, but then you have Trossard. That's good as well. So we just had to fight through to be there. And today now it was like, oops. Having a few boys back, that's how it looks then. And obviously Mo came on. The first pass, pretty sure he was to Lucho. Lucho alone in front of the goal. So just that's the quality he has, and we couldn't use him properly. Dom fought himself through. He was so greedy to play and so wanted to play desperately. I'm pretty sure in the first half, I thought, wow, that's a motorway here and goes in all directions. Sherrell Kwanzaa. Oh my God. I'm 100% sure. I would like to see, I don't know, tell me the comments. I mean, we saw the lineup, Ibu cannot play. And then here's Jorah Kwanzaa against Haaland, how people see it. Exceptional. Mm-hmm. Conor Bradley. Yeah. Harvey Elliott. Still 20. And played 8 positions today in an incredible football game. Like, that's really. And all the others, obviously, as Maka and Endo did, what Virgil, how lead, our Robbo back, fine, and back. Robbo is back, obviously, but how can you, we always expect you're back, play your best football immediately. That's not that easy. And today I saw the old Robbo, I'm really pleased with that. Joe Gomez. Yeah, and up front, everybody was just a handful and really difficult to play against. It was a wonderful football game, I have to say, and so that's the point. We proved we are rightly in the mix.
Absolutely.
And that's it.
Well done, boss. Thank you. Thanks for your time.
That's got to be in his top five happiest post-match interviews he's done with us. He was.
I think that's the best one.
I can't believe. Do you know what it shows? Football is about enjoyment. Football is about loving what you do, seeing a product of it out there on the football pitch and how much you feel you're in connection with your players. He's oozing. Honestly, it's been so long and he has given great interviews. It's most wonderful, isn't it? But it's when you've won games. And this, he's looked at it and he's gone, wow, this is my team. And what a team. But it was just the enjoyment that he's got out of this football match, Liverpool versus Manchester City, and the second half, now wonderfully played.
And I think he takes sort of an added enjoyment when he sees things like Jarrell Kwanzaa's performance, the way he stepped up to the challenge, the way Conor Bradley's come in and really relished getting an opportunity. I think he gets a kick out of that, seeing these young kids do so well.
Of course you do, because You expect, or you pay the money for Szoboszlai, you pay the money for Salah, Van Dijk, Alisson, you can name the ones that they paid big money for. You expect that from them. But when the big young kids come in and give an opportunity to really relish it, Conor Bradley's been League One last year. You wouldn't think that. You know, I spoke to Ian Everett about him, like what he is. First and foremost, he's a great kid, wants to learn, wants to develop, wants to get better. But on top of that, he's a terrific young footballer. Harvey Elliott, like I say, 20 years of age, showing his quality now, getting a run of games in the team, showing why at 16 years of age the club wanted to take him from Fulham. There's so much good feeling around the academy. I was lucky enough to go and see Alex Alex Inglethorpe on Wednesday to speak to him about it. There's a feel-good factor around the young players. They're getting the opportunity up with the first team and they're taking real pride in that as well. But for Jurgen as the manager to be able to give them the opportunity and then to repay him with that, then it's real pleasure. And that, to, for me, that interview, you know, it's something that we're actually going to miss when he does leave.
And you look at it, our right side of defence, two young kids who were playing academy football at the start of the season, academy football, and they're playing there against arguably the best team in the world on their form. And that playing, having to have this, having to be physically ready for it. And the two lads never looked as though they were out of position, out of shape. No. Out of the two of them were absolutely. We said before the game, Gerald Kwanza doesn't worry me one bit. I've seen enough of him now not to have a problem. If he doesn't play, if Joe doesn't play, Joe Matip was available, doesn't play. He is so good. And Connor just seems to get better and better all the time. So for us to go into a game, you know, maybe Man City, if they had a couple of academy lads who they'd had to bring in, playing in defence, tell you what, I don't think they'd have performed as well as what our boys did.
And the level of the performance, you can see his enthusiasm now for what comes next, because, as he said, we're not going to go away, we're in the mix. I kind of see what happens, isn't it? There's an intensity about that performance. If they've replicated, Liverpool will be there or thereabouts come the end of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. If you keep that performance up and that performance, you talk about performance, and if you get the right performance, the results will come. And again, second half, the energy, the enthusiasm, the quality at times that Liverpool showed got them that draw in the end. Could have won it, like Jurgen said. But 10 games to go, you're in the mix, they're going to have a go at it. Whatever happens at the end of the season, they'll see where they are. But again, they'll want to be in the mix in the last three or four games of the season where the trophies are getting handed out.
And there's the other cups. We've got Manchester United coming up. You know, and you look at it and Salah's got more minutes in his legs. Szoboszlai's got more minutes in his legs. The boys, as we said, because you wouldn't think Konate's going to be fit by next week. It's not a problem going to Old Trafford, playing like that. Even anywhere near that, we will not miss those chances again. And there's so much to like about today's game.
Just a quick break in the show to tell you there's never been a better time to show your support for the Reds. Whether it's getting kitted out with this season's Nike home strip, checking out the new arrivals to our training range, or if you want to roll back the years with a shirt from our retro range, well, the Liverpool FC store has everything that you need. And right now, there's even savings of up to 30% on this season's away kit while stocks last. Visit a store today, go online at liverpoolfc.com/store, or download the official LFC store app to find what you're looking for. Right, let's get back to the show. Well, prior to this season, Gerald Kwanza hadn't played for Liverpool's first team. Now, he looks like he's been there for years. Another outstanding performance by the young centre-half. We can hear from him now. He is with Pete.
Well, Gerald, what a game. Nothing to pick between these two wonderful sides again. What was it like to play, and give us your insight on it?
Yeah, it's more than what I expected it to be, really, I think. The crowd tonight was brilliant, I think. Because at times, I think Virgil's trying to shout at me and I can't hear him really. So, yeah, it was a tough game. I think both sides wanted to win the game and really attack the game. We're playing against world-class players and some of the best players in the Premier League there. So, we'll look at the game and think we might should have nicked it at the end. But I think they'll say the same thing as well.
Talk to us about your own personal point of view. We spoke in the week about you might get an opportunity in this game. You do, and you come out with flying colours against probably the world's most deadliest striker at the moment.
Yeah, it's one of them. I think you've got to stay ready. Obviously, it's tough to be playing in a game like tonight, really, I think. But for me personally, I think to have the opportunity and to be able to learn against the best players in the world at this stage in my career is valuable.
What about that second half? Obviously, you go behind, you're disappointed with that, but the way the team responded from there, the way the crowd responded, as you alluded to there before, was something special second half.
Yeah, I think when we're at home, we really have to attack games and get the fans involved, and the second half especially, I think we did that. It's exactly what we should have done in the first half, really. It's a shame about the goal. We obviously it's a set piece, which we're not happy with, and we'll definitely look back at and try and improve on that side of the game. But yeah, the reaction of the lads was unbelievable, and I think to be in with a shout to win the game at the end was great.
Penalty was a big turning point, wasn't it? Particularly with the goalkeeper going off as well. There was a period of probably 15, 20 minutes where Man City just couldn't breathe. They couldn't get on the ball at all.
Yeah, I think. It is what it is. You can't really complain. At the end of the day, they've hit the post in a good attack as well. So, yeah, it's hard to reflect on at this minute. whether we should have won or whether we shouldn't at the end of the day. But I think, yeah, to be in, like I say before, to be in with a shout to win the game, we're happy for that.
19 points was the swing at this point last season between Liverpool and Man City. You're still top of the league, albeit, you know, Arsenal ahead on goal difference at the moment. But the fight, the comeback from this team that this season so far has been unbelievable.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, I wasn't really part of the group last year, but we've got great characters in the changing room, I think. We've got confident lads who really want to go for the league this year, and we're just happy to be in that position at this stage. Obviously, you played both of our rivals, so it's about trying to kick on, trying to win every game as we can, and see where that takes us.
10 games to go, they've got to play each other. You know, the title race is something you've always tried to steer away from in terms of interviews, but it's on, isn't it? You know, Liverpool right in the mix for all of these trophies now, and with the fight, with the endeavour, with the proof of the quality they have in that dressing room, all of you, it's well and truly on.
Yeah, it's one of them where the media like to hype it up, but yeah, we know if we stick to what we know and try and win every game, we'll be in a good place, and that's all we've got to do, really. We've got to win as many games as we can and see where it takes us.
And next up for the Reds, it is a return to European action in midweek as they look to complete the job against Sparta Prague. But let's be honest, Tomo, the job is effectively done.
Well, you would like to think so. I would think it would be good to rest for some players. Some players need games, and I'm talking the likes of Mo, Zobislai, just to get a few more minutes into the legs. We've got a big FA Cup match after it. But yeah, it should be done and dusted. They did create a few chances there early on in that first half, but we were so clinical with our chances that we took. So we will get chances again. We will score goals. But I just think it's a good opportunity for more of the young lads to get some games.
Yeah, place in the last eight is up for grabs. But the thing about this competition, Charlie, at this stage, there are still some very good teams in it.
Oh, absolutely. That tie, the top of the tie, Rangers, Benfica. Brilliant result for Rangers away in Benfica. Marseille look like they've beaten Villarreal. So a lot of good teams still in that. It just shows the strength of this Europa League. You know, the top teams that are in it want to win it. Roma, you know, very, very good Italian side. So whoever Liverpool get in the next round will be a tough tie.
Yeah, Roma would be a really, really tough one. It's always difficult going there, and not more so than the fans.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. We've seen what going to Italy can mean
absolutely.
In the game recently when Brighton were there and had some issues.
Liverpool Rangers?
Well, Liverpool Rangers won the Charlie Adam Derby, as it's also known. So yeah. It could be on the cards. And revenge. Rangers would be out for revenge after the drubbing they got when Liverpool went to Ibrox in the Champions League.
Yeah. So listen, I think whatever tie that comes round would be great. But first and foremost, do your job, get in the next round and be happy to be in the hat.
The aim for the weekend is to get into the next round of the FA Cup. Manchester United stand in Liverpool's way. And it's a difficult one to sort of gauge this, isn't it, Tom, in terms of the challenge United will pose. This fixture is always tricky. It carries so much around it, so much swirls around it, especially when you go to Old Trafford. And although United have had their struggles and continue to be a little bit hit or miss, still some good players, and they've still picked up decent results at times.
And they will do this against Liverpool. This is massive. The great thing for us is we're going to have 10,000 supporters there, which is absolutely terrific. When you think 76,000, it's going to be 10 of us. So we're going there. We'll be loud and proud, and that will help us. But Manchester United will raise their game. And you don't know what you're going to get with them, and that's the problem. They could turn out, you know, Rashford all of a sudden grows another couple of inches. Garnacho, Fernandes, they're all sort of, and they all want to put a foot in again. And you're going, well, where's that been all season? That is what it's going to be like. But we have to be ready. But we play half as well as we did today, and we will beat Manchester United.
I don't know what your take is on Manchester United, Charlie. For me, I can never quite gauge if they're getting any better or how good or bad they are, but they're still there or thereabouts in sort of knocking on the door for Champions League and still kind of...
But listen, it's you talk about Manchester United as one of the biggest clubs, along with Liverpool, as one of the biggest clubs in the world. Yeah, they're underperforming. There's no doubt about that. But again, on one given day, Manchester United, if they turn up and they play well, that could happen. But inconsistency for them this season has been a major issue. But Liverpool will know going to Old Trafford that know, like Phil said, 10,000, big support going to Old Trafford. So they've got to come and show, and let's say, this Liverpool team are in good form, they're playing well, and they won't fear going to Old Trafford. It's a big game, and that's what you look forward to, being a Liverpool player.
First 20 minutes in.
Yeah.
And but once it levels out, we will win the game.
The good thing is, because the Europa League is all but done, he can go strong for the weekend, especially given it's the international break off the back of it.
No, absolutely. And it's Manchester United, so you've got to go strong anyway. Fans demand that. And, you know, and yes, it's the FA Cup, and then we've got them again soon after it. So it is wonderful. He will go strong. We'll have to wait and see what happens against Prague in midweek.
Gentlemen, thank you for your company here today. Once again, under the umbrellas, it seems to be a permanent fixture for these shows these days. That's it from the reaction for the moment. We're back at Anfield on Thursday for the second leg of Liverpool's Europa League last 16 tie with Sparta Prague. The Reds have one foot in the quarterfinals as they are 5-1 up in the tie. Join us for that one, and we'll bring you more exclusive interviews and analysis. Until then, if you haven't already, do give us a follow wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode when they drop. Bye for now.